The president did direct DHS to use other pots of emergency cash to pay these TSA officers, and they're supposed to receive paychecks as early as tomorrow. Does that mean that the system's going to become unclogged? Do they actually have to show up to work to get paid?
Yeah, I think it's certainly going to help because TSA agents have left the job because they got it, you know, whether it's driving Ubers or finding another job so they can feed their families and pay their rent. So I'm hoping with this change that President Trump put in place with Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen that more will come back to work. Until then, ICER will remain in airports to take those jobs that to secure the airport and check identification and check exit lanes where people enter to exit, do the jobs that don't require the enhanced TSA screening so we can get more TSA screeners on the x-ray machines, open up more lanes. So ICE is there to do the job to get TSA screeners back to the line and hopefully open up more lines to get the American public through the airport.
Okay. Well, there's like 500 TSA officers who have quit. Do you expect to be able to rehire them? I mean, we have some big events like the World Cup coming up in June. Are we going to have problems at airports for the foreseeable future?
Look, we're going to continue a nice presence there and until the airports feel like they're in 100%, you know, in a posture where they can do normal operations. If less TSA agents come back, that means we'll keep more ICE agents there. The president's been clear. He wants to secure those airports, especially, as I said earlier, in an increased threat posture. We need to secure those airports. ICE is there to help our brothers and sisters in TSA. We'll be there as long as they need us until they get back to normal operations and feel like those airports are secure.